This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, May 9th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Alliance Defending Freedom has filed a federal lawsuit against the Oregon Department of Human Services for denying a Christian woman's right to adopt because she opposes homosexuality and transgenderism. Jessica Bates, a widow and single mom of 5 children, got in trouble in the adoption process for refusing to agree with the state policy which affirms sexual sins. ADF Senior Counsel Jonathan Scruggs noted that, quote, Oregon's policy amounts to an ideological litmus test. People who hold secular or progressive views on sexual orientation and gender identity are eligible to participate in child welfare programs, while people of faith with religiously informed views are disqualified because they do not agree with the state's orthodoxy, end quote. Germany cracked down on Christians who were homeschooling their children in the early 2000s, but now the German government has denied accreditation to a program produced by the Association for Decentralized Learning, reports CBN News. It's a part-time homeschool, part-time classroom approach. The administrative courts were concerned that, quote, the students spend little time together during breaks and between lessons, end quote. This denial of accreditation comes despite the fact that the school has a record of taking, quote, the same examinations as those in public schools and maintaining above-average grade points, end quote. Alliance Defending Freedom International is appealing the case to the European Court of Human Rights. In other international news, the African nation of Uganda is moving towards stricter control on the sin of homosexual behavior, reports the Monitor. Among the new provisions is the requirement to report a homosexual crime when a child is involved. Failure to do so would result in 5 years in jail or a fine of about $3,000, plus the, quote, knowing promotion, end quote, of homosexuality in Ugandan society could also result in a 20-year prison sentence. Romans 13 reminds us that the civil magistrate is God's minister to you for good, but if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Montana's Republican governor, Greg Gianforte, signed 5 pro-life bills into law last week, reports the Associated Press. The bills ban infanticide after birth, as well as all abortions after viability. Sadly, mothers will still be permitted to kill their unborn babies under 24 weeks of age gestationally. Also, they will have to pay for the killings themselves. The new legislation forbids the use of taxpayer money to kill babies in Montana. This Thursday, Trump-era restrictions on immigration will be lifted. The Biden administration anticipates about 13,000 illegal immigrants crossing into the U.S. on a daily basis, or about 5 million illegals a year. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has issued a Texas Tactical Border Force to ward off some of the inflow.
Texas is doing more than any state in the history of the United States of America to defend our border. That includes deploying up to 10,000 National Guard members and 1,200 Texas Department of Public Safety troopers.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz reports record numbers this weekend, including 26,382 apprehensions and 7,399 gotaways over the last 3 days. Between 2010 and 2020, the Border Patrol reported an average of about 1,400 arrests per day. As the Worldview reported on May 8th, a mass murder at an outlet mall in Allen, Texas on Saturday left 8 people dead in what turned out to be the second most deadly mass shooting in 2023. Suspect Mauricio Garcia was shot dead by police. Then on Sunday morning, A driver plowed his SUV into a crowd of Venezuelans outside a migrant center in Brownville, Texas, killing 8 and wounding another 10 people, reports ABC News. Police have arrested George Alvarez, the alleged driver in the rampage. Also in Texas news, former Baptist pastor and Texas GOP House Representative Brian Slayton resigned from his position in the legislature after news surfaced concerning his alleged affair with a 19-year-old female staffer. The House Committee on General Investigating had recommended his expulsion. Slayton was an advocate for abolishing abortion in Texas, and he had attempted a bill to make abortion punishable by death back in 2021. Proverbs 25:26 says, "A righteous man who falters before the wicked is like a murky spring and a polluted well." And finally, it's been a bad year for inflation and everything else, except for silver and gold. Silver is up 22% year over year, now at $25.60 per ounce. Gold is up 8% year over year at $2,020 per ounce. The NASDAQ Composite Index is down 11% year over year, and Bitcoin is down 21% year over year. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 9th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.